This is Lee. I want you to know on Coral FM.
Thank you.
I have Jared Davidson sitting across from me in the studio, and Leahy actually plays this Saturday night. Am I right?
You are absolutely right. Saturday, July the 13th at 7:30.
Hi, Jared.
Hello.
How are you? Thank
you for having me.
Oh, this is great. This is so cool. So the Allura Festival officially kicks off this weekend, and there's all kinds of great acts for people to see. Every type of music going. I had Noel Edison here as a guest recently to talk about all the classical acts that are playing, everything from, you know, Carmina Burana to the Mikado, which is Gilbert and Sullivan. And so now I have you here to talk about the non-classical artists that are going to be playing for the festival.
Yes, we'll talk about the remainder. We have pretty much something for everybody at the festival series this year. It's really a genre-bending kind of event. Lots of choral, lots of classical, but, you know, we've got flamenco this year. We've got some jazz rock. We've got some power pop with Stephen Page. About everything.
Which is great. And you brought a CD in of some of the artists that are playing. Where are the venues that people can catch these bands at? We have
two principal venues that the festival uses year by year, one of which is the Gambrel Barn. We host our large concerts there.
Yes.
For more intimate, smaller concerts, we have St. John's Church. And we have one exception this year. We have a concert taking place in Fergus at a church, St. Joseph's Church, and that's our Sacred Music for a Sacred Space concert.
Okay.
So three venues this year.
Yeah, I love Allura. It's so great. And I have been to the Gambrel Barn. A couple years ago, I saw Jeff Healy there.
Yes.
And that was great.
And it's really amazing the transformation that this barn goes through.
I know. It's like a world-class concert hall.
And a lot of people actually say, you know, it is a world-class venue, and the acoustics in there are great, and they wish they could do recordings there. So we're pretty excited to clean it out and get it spruced up for another amazing series of concerts this year.
Yeah, exactly. Should we play, which act would you like to showcase first? Because Leahy opens up this weekend. Do you want to talk a little bit more about Leahy for people that don't know?
Yeah, Leahy is a very, very interesting group. They are composed of eight brothers and sisters who grew up as a family in a small town called Lakefield on a farm, actually, without television. So they had a lot of time to play music.
Yeah.
And their style of music, I would say, is a kind of Celtic folk country fusion.
Yeah.
They've won numerous awards, Juno Awards for Best New Country Album and all sorts of things. And it's really foot-stomping, infectious music.
Yeah, they are great. And I played a little bit of Leahy before. And then what else do you have?
Well, I'm pretty excited about our Jorge Miguel Flamenco Ensemble concert that is coming up the following week, which would be Saturday, July the 20th, again at the Gambrel Barn. And Jorge Miguel is a Spanish-Canadian guitarist from Toronto, and he's put together a group of singers and percussionists, and they do this great full-contact, hardcore, passionate flamenco.
Okay, we're going to listen to some. This is, I think it's Rumba Tangos.
Rumba Tango.
Rumba Tangos at Coral FM. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. That was Brass Transit. And they are going to be playing at the Allura Festival. What date, Jared?
That concert is taking place on Friday, July the 19th at the Gambrel Barn in Allura.
Yep, and that's going to be great. Because
it's going to be great, and this is why people are calling them the world's greatest tribute to Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago the band.
You can't, when you do these types of tributes, you got to know your chops. You got to know
yeah.
your stuff.
And these guys are great.
They've got their stuff.
Yeah, they've got a world-class horn section.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of members in the band are actually from the Rock and Soul Hall of Fame. They've done work with the Mamas and the Papas and Aretha Franklin and you name
so
it.
All the session guys, which are the best guys.
That's right.
Who
yeah.
never get the credit.
They know their chops.
They know their chops. Yeah. Hey, session guys, and each session guys that are listening, we love you. You should get credit.
You are not underappreciated.
You're not underappreciated. Session guys are some of the best players around, and when they put a band together, that's what happens.
Yes.
So that is very cool. I was going to ask you this. I don't know if I asked Noel this or not. How long does it take you to find all these different acts?
It's a year-long process. So we've already started for next year, which will be our 35th year running.
Yeah. Wow.
35 years. It's amazing.
Can you give me any sneak?
No sneak previews.
No teasers?
No, not
nothing?
Yet.
Yeah. Can I guess?
It'll be a surprise.
I told Noel he should bring in Anna Atkinson. I love her. I played her just before Lily Frost. I think she's awesome.
Well, you know, we're definitely up for suggestions.
Okay.
You know, we get suggestions from all sorts of people as to what they would like to see at the festival.
Yeah.
And in a lot of circumstances, artists will contact us as well, send us their CDs mm-hmm. and their press kits, and then we just go from there.
So let me put you on the spot here. As a marketing process, what do you do at the festival?
Well, I wear many hats at the festival, and my position comprises creating daily advertisements for both newspapers and magazines,
right.
Dealing with all sorts of media, radio and television, doing both radio and television interviews, putting together all of the festival's signage that is necessary, our brochures, our souvenir programs, our posters, and making sure that the word gets out there and it's visible and it's accessible.
That's exciting, but I know it's a lot of work.
It definitely is. A festival of this magnitude takes mm-hmm. up to 300 volunteers just to run. And that's in addition to a full-time staff and a board of directors and also our guest artists and our musicians. And it's a lot of work, but it is absolutely worth it because music is crucial to the soul of a community.
I believe so. And Allura is kind of a destination. It's a destination concert venue. There's just something about Allura. I was talking to Noel.
For those who don't know, Noel is the artistic director of the festival and also a conductor.
And an award-winning conductor of the Allura Festival Singers. So, and they are incredible in their own right. But Allura always has had this special essence to it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the days where I used to go and see jazz. There was a jazz bar that Floreal ran. This is like this is years back. And Noel was there at the same time. And Allura has always had this great, has got a great vibe to it. When you guys built the Gambrel Barn, I just thought, what an amazing, like what a great concept for a concert venue.
Yes.
Will you get people coming from all across North America to this festival?
This is true, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they will travel miles to get here and have that experience.
Yeah.
And you know, there really is something about Allura. There's art and culture just in the air.
It is, and it's gorgeous. And, you know, with the Gorge there, I know the artist used to perform at the Gorge years ago because Lorena McKenna did that, I
mm-hmm.
think, at one point, one season, I remember. And it's beautiful, and it's not that far from, like, it's not far from Kitchener-Waterloo at all. It's like, what?
It's a half-hour drive.
Half-an-hour drive.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful, and there's just so many things that you can explore. So many different genres of music you can explore. So we're going to... Here's someone else that's playing. And he's quite well known. And he's playing on Saturday, July 27th. at the Gambrill Barn.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Stephen Page. And he's with, or who?
Stephen Page will be playing with just one other musician.
Okay.
And for those who don't know, he is a former Bare Naked Ladies frontman.
He is.
Who has done all sorts of amazing things, including writing for the Shakespeare Festival.
Yeah,
doing
right.
music with the Art of Time Ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
Just an incredible, versatile musician.
And they are fabulous. So here is some Stephen Page with the Art of Time Ensemble on Coral FM.
I stopped into a club. I thought I'd see a show. Everyone was there, at least everyone I know. Then it goes in a knot, their hands upon their heart. The best they'd ever seen, the greatest work of art. I wish that it was me. It's bleaker than you think. I'm running out of ink. Give a guy a break. This is what it takes to drive a man to drink. Party had a friend's Toronto school of scene. I thought I'd bring a tape to show them where I'd been. They listened for a while, the lyrics made them smile. They said that it was fine, although it's not their style. I said it wasn't me. Once upon a time, they couldn't get enough until I made it big, and that's when it got rough. Disappointed now, perhaps a bit surprised to look them in the face and see it in their eyes. They wish it wasn't me. Bleaker than you think. I'm running out of ink. Give a guy a break. This is what it takes to drive a man to drink. I used to hold you close. You used to tell me things you'd never tell a soul. And then you heard me sing the details of your life, condensed into a song. The neighbor and his wife work out and sing along, and you can't look at me. Bleaker than you think. I'm running out of ink. Give a guy a break. This is what it takes to drive a man to drink. Could song be an alibi? A lyric replacement for falling in love. But now that the well is dry, I can't understand what I've been singing of. Now that you are gone, I tried to call your name, but something made me stop. I called you once a day until you called the cops and told them it was me. I filled a plastic bag with everything I wrote. I threw it off the bridge. I thought that it would float. The water made it sink. The bag was bleeding ink. I wish that I could swim. I wish that I could drink. I wish that it was me. It's bleaker than you think. Running out of ink. Give a guy a break. This is what it takes to drive a man to drink. I'm running out of ink. Give a guy a break. This is what it takes to drive a man to drink. To drive a man to drink. To drive a man to drink.
Thank you.
that was. I'm going to try and pronounce this.
This is a tough one, folks.
Marjan Mosetich. Mosetich?
I say Marjan Mazetich.
Marjan Mazetich.
Or Mazetich.
Mazetich.
We're not sure where the emphasis on the syllables belongs, but great piece, just a wonderful piece.
And it was called Flying Swans. And that was from the Canadian Classics I Saw Eternity, featuring the Allura Festival singers, conducted by the one and only Noel Edison. So,
and this is the one that the singers were nominated for, the Juno nomination.
For the Juno nomination?
Yes.
Oh, and they are
and
great.
It's all Canadian content, too, with an emphasis on living composers.
Yes. And before that, we played, because the Allura Festival is representative of so many different types of music. So there are all kinds of classical artists playing. There are, I know you're celebrating, there are several anniversaries you're celebrating, I believe. Benjamin
yes.
Britten is one.
Yeah, Britten as
and
well as Verdi.
Verdi is the first one, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Which is, I believe,
this Friday. Opening night, Verdi's Requiem.
Opening night. And then before that, we played Stephen Page, A Singer Must Die, with the Art of Time Ensemble. Of course, he's performing on July 27th, right?
You got it.
Okay. And then again this weekend, we at the Gambrel Barn, the Manitoba Chamber Orchestra is coming in. So we wanted to talk about that. And there's also another, and both of us are very excited about this. Tell me a little bit about Sonic Escape.
Oh, Sonic Escape. I'm not even sure where to start. I am so excited about this show. They are a trio from New York, violin, flute, and cello, Juilliard graduates, and they have this engaging performance style. They draw
That's
the audience
true.
In. They talk to the audience. They all have backgrounds in singing and acting, and they put together these really, really fantastic interpretations of all sorts of different music. You know, there's some Scandinavian elements in there, Asian folk music as well, Celtic folk music, and then they weave it all together seamlessly with lots of nods to classical repertoire. And it's just fantastic. You have to see them in performance. And for anybody out there, have a look on YouTube. They've got lots of great performances. You can see them in action.
You can see them in action, was what I did earlier on today. And I think this will be a festival highlight, actually.
Absolutely.
I think this is going to be great. I have this queued up on YouTube, Delirium.
Oh, yes. Delirium. We were just going to talk about this Sunday's show on July the 14th at 4 o'clock, Manitoba Chamber Orchestra are bringing Isabel Bayrak-Darian with them. She's a world-famous classical soprano, and she's not only well-known in classical circles, but has also done lots of other interesting things, including contributing to the soundtrack for Lord of the Rings and doing session work with other genres of music, including electronic music from Canada's own Delirium from out west, who have members that were in Frontline Assembly and Skinny
right.
Puppy.
And you know what? That's how we have a Skinny Puppy connection, actually,
mm-hmm.
because this goes back to my other identity at the video store. But you came in to get a Skinny Puppy DVD, and
that's
I went,
right,
that's
yes.
really cool. And years ago, I interviewed them when they were at the Fed Hall, when Severed Heads opened up for them, which, and I love Skinny Puppy, because they have a kind of a filmic, like, I think, isn't one of the members, wasn't he interested in getting into film, like directing film?
Oh, yes. And, you know, you can really see that in their video footage for their music. It's very, very cinematic, and their performances are... It's not a traditional music concert. It's a sensory experience.
It is.
And they were very, very influential to me as a musician when I was younger as well.
You're a musician as well? That doesn't surprise me.
Yes.
What do you play?
Guitar. Oh, I play all sorts of things. I started with guitar and then moved into doing electronics, and I've been... You know, composing electroacoustic and music concrete music, experimental industrial, 20th century post-classical. And when I was younger, I also played in several punk and hardcore and heavy metal bands. So
around the area?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
You may remember Mind Sculpture and Shades of Lividity and acts
you.
Like that. That was me.
Oh, I remember Mind Sculpture. Oh,
not
man.
Many people can forget if they've seen a performance back in the late 80s, early 90s.
I think I did. I just can't remember where. Where? That's interesting. Yeah, because your name is familiar to me. I thought, where do I know Jared from? There's another connection here. doesn't surprise me that you have gone into this amazing field where you can use your music knowledge mm-hmm. to teach people and broaden horizons.
And, you know, I'm really passionate about music, and it takes all kinds of music to suit the different moods that a person goes through.
It's true.
During a day, let alone a lifetime. And I think that our festival represents that diversity as well.
Definitely. That is definitely a good point. And it does. Music is sort of, I used to say music is the nth wonder of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about music. I can cry so easily at a piece of music if it's a stirring piece of music. It strikes you somehow.
It does. And a lot of psychologists will talk about and study the emotional impact of music. And there's lots of really, really good evidence to suggest that it's absolutely crucial to a person's well-being and sense of good health.
I think it sort of releases a part of you that you don't really have control over, a passionate part.
That could be, yes.
I think so. I don't know what it is, but it makes you either very happy or very sad or
mm-hmm.
I don't know what it does. It
pulls at the heartstrings.
Yeah, it's incredible. Well, I would like to thank you so much for being my guest.
It's been a real pleasure.
This was great fun. For just before we play our last track, which is actually going to be Delirium featuring Isabel Byrick-Darien, and she's going to be doing a piece called Angelicus, can you tell people where they can find more information about the Alora Festival Celebration
Absolutely.
Song?
Absolutely. I would direct people to our website. It's replete with information, and you can purchase tickets right there. Visit www.alorafestival.com. Or you can stop by our storefront in Alora at 136 Metcalf Street and say hello.
Well, thank you so much once again, Jared. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
That was Delirium featuring Isabel by Rockdarian, who is going to be playing at the Aurora Festival this weekend with the Manitoba Chamber Orchestra on Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Gambrel Barn. So my special guest has been Jared Davidson from the Aurora Festival. He's in charge of marketing and promotions and all kinds of stuff. I have a special request coming up for him in just a few minutes. But if you're just tuning in, this is Coral FM. My special guest was Jared Davidson of the Aurora Festival. It opens this weekend and runs till August 4th. There are so many world-class performers in intimate settings, especially the Gambrel Barn. If you haven't been there, it is a sensory experience, as Jared described. Go to www.auroraFestival.com for more information. And for Jared, this is for you from Coral FM on Sound FM. Glass on Coral FM. That was Philip Glass. And Symphony No. 3, Movement No. 4 from The Hours. That was Michael Reisman and the Manitoba Chamber Orchestra. And, of course, they're playing the Allura Music Festival this Sunday. So my special guest was Jared Davidson. And I'd like to thank him very much for coming in. And before that, the Sex Pistols, Bodies. And before that, Delirium with Isabel Bayrak-Darian, Angelicus. And she is also performing with the Manitoba Chamber Orchestra this weekend. So as I mentioned, go to the Allura Festival website for more information. It's going to be happening. It's running from, I believe, July 12th to August 4th, if I'm not mistaken. Pretty sure. Like, it's 4 weeks. So if you have a chance to get out there, you should go, because it is an amazing sensory experience wherever you go. I have one more track left to play, and this is Sonic Escape. They're also playing the Allura Festival's of Sonic Escape, Mosquito Blue on Coral FM. I'll talk to you all next week on Sound FM, www.soundfm.ca, channel line 46 on digital cable, 100.3 on your analog dial. Here is Sonic Escape. Thank you.